should, he likes it, but only as a friend. What's going on, ladies and gents? Hope you guys are having a great Monday so far.
Thanks for joining us for Cardiac Half Presents Miller Boy Mondays. I'm Dylan, and you know Drew.
We're going to be breaking down Slow the Fall tonight, and we're very excited about this song. It was one that we released back in 2018, towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Get your fall on.
Yeah, it's one that Drew and I wrote together. It's kind of has an inspiration from one of our favorite bands called Knox Hamilton, like a synthy, a lot of synth, really.
Yeah, so I initially got the inspiration from Stranger Things. We both talked about that before. We're big Stranger Things fans.
That's right.
And just love the show, love the soundtrack, the score. It's phenomenal. So I wanted to kind of replicate that with our song.
It's like 80s synth for days.
Yeah. I wanted to have a modern take on it, a little bit more poppy.
This is one that we, of course, took to Ryan and recorded at Hey Hey, but
initially, though, we had started recording Slow the Fall right here in Longview Studios.
Longview Studios with our very own Chris Spears.
Yeah, so I had done a lot of the synth stuff, and I took it to Chris, and then we kind of sat down and mapped it out. And then from there, we just got it in a place where we could take it to Ryan that we felt like was ready to go.
Yeah, so at Hey Hey, we tracked drums. A good friend of Ryan's and family member, Adam Thurston, played drums on it.
He's the man.
Did an incredible job. And then we recorded bass and vocals in the studio there at Hey Hey. And then we came back here and we tracked guitars. And Chris did an excellent job doing that. And then Ryan produced it and mixed it and engineered it all.
Initially, the lyric video for Slow the Fall was quite different than what you see on our YouTube channel. It was going to be a picnic blanket kind of laid out in the grass, and there were just going to be, you know, us musicians playing our instruments down there just having fun. I'd be singing, and then we'd have some people just on their iPods and just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, and it was a really cool video idea. It was an inspiration from a band called The Main. And we just kind of took it and flipped it to where it was just kind of the camera facing down. And it was cool because it was like around fall time and it was a windy day and it felt nice.
But that also had its negative consequences.
Right. The way we had the camera rigged was that the wind just kept moving it. And so the shots were, as we took the shots to edit and to post-production, all the shots were different and it didn't look good. So here we are like 2 or 3 weeks out from the video, from the release of the song. We don't even have a video. And so it's like 2 weeks away and I'm in CVS and I'm on the phone with Ryan Wilson. Who else is it other than Ryan Wilson?
Always coming in clutch.
And he's like, hey man, by the way, I'm in the studio with a friend of mine and we're thinking through a lyric video idea for you guys. And I was like, let's hear it.
Ryan's idea was very similar to that of Yellow from Coldplay.
Which is a very incredible video. And as Ryan was explaining it to me over the phone, I was like, I don't have any idea how to do that. So I went back, got back home, and I talked to Chris. And he was like, oh, I could do that on y'all's camera. And so we were like, okay,
great,
let's make it happen. So we went to a local park here where we live. And
Lake Horton.
Yep. And so basically Chris was our videographer. And what's cool about the way that this video was shot is that we had to record it twice as fast as the regular song.
Chris is like following me like this and I'm singing, she's like, watch, I want to get it. And I'm like spitting out the
words.
And
it's really fast. Like, I wish we could show you that track because, like, I don't know how he did it. The chorus is a little easier. Because it, you know, the chorus just kind of takes a little longer to say the words.
Yeah, but even in regular time, like speed, the verses are actually quite hard to enunciate.
Right.
So, I mean, just imagine doing that twice as fast.
So basically, in the idea of the video is that once you get it recorded in fast motion, you take it and you slow it down. It gives it that nice slow-mo effect that you see here. And it's really neat. And so Chris came back and, well, let me rewind a little bit. I was the one who was guiding Chris so we didn't fall.
Oh, that's right.
And we shot it probably like 6 to 8 times because it had to be one shot.
One fluid take.
And so we're kind of going different areas of the park at one point. And basically at the last second of the video, Chris runs back really fast. And I accidentally led him straight to a hill. And so he starts running back, and he literally went, boom, 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 bam, and just hit the ground. And so in that shot, you just see the video go, whoo, bam. And it was hilarious to see. I felt terrible.
And I want to say that was the last shot of the day, I think. And so it was kind of funny. What a funny way to end, you know, a day of work. You know?
Yeah, it was really great. And Chris did a great job in post-production for this video. He did the editing and the dragging it out and then added all the lyrics into it. And it's really a cool video. Because even though it's just of Drew the whole time, most of the videos are...
There is nothing wrong with that.
I want some time to shine at some point. Anyway, it's one of my favorite videos to watch just because it is very simple, but it's also what I would say the most effective, and it's really fun to watch.
I think it was done very well. So good job, Chris. Good job, Dylan. Good job, team.
And we appreciate Coldplay and Ryan Wilson for the inspiration.
As far as the lyrics are concerned, this song is really about just being careful when it comes to relationships. Don't go throwing your heart out on the line. You know, take things a little bit slow. Guard your heart. You can still be in a relationship and, you know, have romantic feelings, but just be careful.
So slow, the fall.
Anyways, the song can be found on all the digital music platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Make sure you go and listen to it like right now.
And what's really cool about Slow the Fall is it is coming up on its 1-year anniversary, which is really special for us. So make sure you tell us what you think about it by leaving a comment in the comments section.
We do have one more episode in this series that we're currently working on, and we're going to be breaking down to you a brand new song that is getting released on Friday, the 27th.
Yes.
It's called Finally. City Lights. It's a music video, a song. You're going to love it. So look out for that on Friday, and then look out for this podcast breaking down that song. We can't wait for you to hear it. Can't wait for you to see the music video.
This has been another episode of Cardiac Half Presents Miller Boy Mondays. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.